Hello everyone, it's Mushtar FM 89.6 and today with you the show Explore the World, Samantha and Victor.
Hello, 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 I'm ready. I have my passport, I'm ready, my ID, I have ready my backpack, so please.
Let's go. Yeah? Okay,
let's go.
I forgot my passport, but I have residence, so it's okay. And dear listeners, you remember that we had the shows about crossing the borders, and now we have the new edition because Victor also crossed the borders.
By foot!
Oh my God, I'm very curious. I'm so inspired by this topic, you know, and just my hobby. And now you also need, and maybe you will cross more and more, but we will get known about it in this show. So, Victor, you had a trip, right?
I had a trip with a destination, final destination, North Macedonia. And, you know, I was listening also to your podcast about Experience the World and Crossing Borders by Foot. Also, like Behind the Waves, you tell to us, to your colleagues, your experiences that after traveling by flight and something wrong happened with the engines and this kind of thing, you get afraid of traveling, and then you decide to, why not, to continue having nice experiences and exploring the world and different countries in a different way. In that case, traveling and crossing borders by foot, which is mean cross exactly the borders of the countries walking.
Yeah.
That's all. And I have to say that after your experiences, I get motivated to do it because it seems like a when you tell it, maybe it's not so exciting, but once you do it, you like it because
yes,
it's like it's a border, it's a line. Yeah, but that line also means the border of the country, of course, but also different cultures, different language. So it's like a 1 meter.
And different.
Different, yeah. Lifestyles, different gastronomy, different currencies, and different laws. So it's a thing that is, it could be funny, but also we have to tell to the audience, to the dear listeners, that you have to be in consideration some tips before to crossing borders by foot, because it's funny, but also you have to notice about different things, because even if you cross a border because maybe there is not a fence, you have to notice that you're crossing to another country and also have different risks.
Of course, yeah. And I understand you when you said that you just need to feel it, because it's really so interesting feeling when you're crossing the border, different people, languages, currency, food, and it just, you feel it another way, not like when you're crossing the border by bus, by airplane, and it's another feeling, but of course you need to be prepared in order not to have dangerous adventures, and it's better to be careful. And in our experiences, we show sometimes our mistakes in order you to be more prepared for the next trip. So, but sharing the experience is very important, and this is why Victor and me, we want to share this experience with you, dear listeners.
Yes, because it's funny. For example, in my case, I decided to cross the border by foot with North Macedonia and Greece. And which was the border? The border with, was the Lake Doiran. It's a lake that mostly the half it's in the North Macedonia side, and the other half, less than the half, it's in the Greek side. But there is a border. Even though maybe through the nature you could cross the border without pass through the border. But we have to say that North Macedonia, it's not right now a EU member. So it's not Schengen. What mm-hmm. it means that you have to pass through the security check.
Mm-hmm.
It's compulsory. Why? Because they have to put you the stamp with the day that you enter or you are outside the city, and because it's control, okay? What happens if you don't do this in your visit to Greece or when you cross the border? If maybe the police notice that you're crossing the border, or maybe because you are a foreigner and they ask you, please, the documentation, and if they don't notice that you have the stamp, you could get stuck, and at least they will take you for a lot of hours trying to know who are you.
Mm-hmm.
In the European side or in the Macedonian side, it doesn't matter. But you, it's important that when you cross the border, try to cross the border for the places that there is a border, not into the nature.
Yeah, of course, because then you can have some problems.
Exactly, because maybe in 1 hour or 2 hours, you will notice that there is some police or security corps. And they will notice for sure that you are a foreigner because it's really easy.
Especially in the forest.
It's really easy to identify a foreigner people just traveling. And they also want to know who are you, what are you doing there, because, you know, it's the safety of the country, but it's the safety also for you. It's okay that you go in a safe way. So, please go through these points, because in other case you could get a really bad experience, and we don't want that. I have to say that crossing borders by foot, for me, for example, was a really nice experience, because I felt this sensation that when you are listening music in the disco and it's playing one song, and the next one it's almost playing, and they are like a mixing together, and it's the perfect match. That you say, wow, change from one, from David Guetta to Alan Walker, and it's like a, didn't felt the stop, right? For me, I had that sensation. Why?
Oh, amazing.
Because in the border, you could felt that there was a lot of, for example, even in the village that I was, a lot of signs in Greek, for example. So you now are noticing that it's not 100% Macedonian, but and also in the other side that it's like it's not 100% Greece. It's like you felt also some signs in the writing in Macedonian. It's like in the borders or in the village that are close to the borders. It's like a mix between cultures. What for me it's nice. Because everyone knows to each other. It's like Macedonians know about Greeks, Greeks know about Macedonians. It's like and the same happened, for example, in when I traveled to Oradea, which is a city that is not right into the border, but it's close to the border with Romania. You felt that in the cities, I crossed the border there by car, but in the cities in the villages that are close to the border, you could read signs in Romanian, in the Hungarian side. Even the people could talk in Romania. And even in Oradea, a lot of signs, a lot of places use also the Hungarian. Also a lot of shops like here in Hungary. And you could feel that mix. It's like a fading, right? It's like a perfect fading. I think that it's really interesting. And for the people, it's nice because you have the possibility to know more languages than, for example, if you are Spanish, you learn Spanish. But if you are close to the border, for example, with Morocco, maybe you know some Moroccan and also some Spanish. You know what I mean?
Yes, of course, because I think all the time the borders, they were changing sometimes. And people who are living in the borders, they just gain in their traditions and some kind of similarities of each other. And about talking Romania, there were a lot of Hungarians on the Romanian side. And also in this part of Hungary, you can meet also Romanian people. So these places are mixed and it's like exchanging. So it's very interesting.
It's very, very interesting. And in my case, was really chilly because I was working in the side of the lake, really beautiful lake, the Lake Doiran. It's not the biggest one in North Macedonia. But it's also really beautiful. It's really big for not be the biggest one. Even the people, the citizens of there, when we talk with them, we were visiting Lake Doiran. But this is not so big. I would like to visit also Ohrid, that is even bigger, and they have activities, a resort, something like that. I was right now, how will be Ohrid? That is a kind of the best one. It's like maybe to try to make a similarity. Maybe it's like at the Balaton in Macedonia. So,
so
it's a perfect walking, relaxing, and then you notice that there is a border. Maybe you could cross by there, but I prefer not to do it through the nature because it's it's better not to. I have a rule. Traveling, that is, you could do the things in two ways. You could solve the problems, but for me, the more important thing is try to avoid the problems.
Of course.
Because if you avoid the problems, you don't have to solve it and you don't waste time, because meanwhile you're traveling, you have to live the life. You don't have to solve the problem. Okay, it happened, happens. But please, try to avoid the problems when you are traveling and enjoy as much as possible.
I wish not to have problems during the trips, but maybe one day.
But I have to say you that, for example, I didn't cross the border by foot into the nature thanks to your previous experience that then you have to get the stamp of the country entering. Because before I didn't know, I said, okay, I crossed the border by the nature and I'm going out right now. I don't need... No, you have to have the first stamp go inside and the other stamp getting outside.
Even it's in several hours, it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Oh my God. It's so amazing to have the stamps of the same day. It's just incredible.
Exactly. If not, maybe in that place I could cross the border, but not in the checkpoint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
And maybe I will get in problems, but thank you to your experience for sharing the experience crossing the border by foot. I think that it's, for example, for Spanish people, maybe it's not a really big problem because our country is big and we have borders only in France, you know, in the north with Portugal, but it's EU, also with France, it's EU, and Gibraltar in Africa with Ceuta and Melilla, that is more... the border.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't feel like borders. We don't feel borders control. So it's not usual to get used to this, but it's important for the people that is maybe living in the Central Europe or in other places, or in other continents, if you're listening from other continents and you have a lot of countries next to you, or if you are thinking to travel and cross a border because there is in the middle of the forest one route to one country to each other, you have to pass through a checkpoint. If not in the next one, you will have problems.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, notice.
Of course. But for me, it's interesting because it's the opposite. Still, when I'm crossing the borders in EU, and there are actually no borders or just the line, I feel so strange because I get used to these borders all the time. All my life, I needed to go to these checkpoints to show my baggage with these stamps. And now it's so easy that every time when I'm crossing, I have this feeling, how it's possible? I'm still get used to it, that there is if you're traveling in Europe, there are no borders.
I think that it's interesting, that experience. I appreciate so much when you travel and you, every time that you cross the border, you have to pass by a checkpoint. You notice how nice it's having the Schengen zone, for example, that you could visit any countries and you don't have to pass by the checkpoint. You could cross, for example, in the middle of the nature. That's the good point. That's really nice because maybe you are making trekking, for example, in Tatra Mountains, and you start in Slovakia and you finish in Poland and you don't have to pass by the border.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go. And this is really nice. But if it's not, for example, European Schengen zone participants, you have to get your documents.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate, after this kind of experiences, having no borders.
Yeah.
I mean, no physical checkpoints borders.
But actually, it was interesting. I still don't understand why we had this situation. I had a trip to Prague. And when we crossed the border, it was in the middle of the night and the police stopped us. But it was also some kind of checkpoint, but I was, sleepy. It was in the middle of the night. And they said to us, to show the documents. So it seemed like the real border, but actually it wasn't. And just, I'm still confused by this situation.
No, just maybe a security check.
Yeah, security check, but they also
random.
But they didn't check the baggage as usually they are doing it. And you are not going to this little office of the officer.
Taxis, customs.
Yeah.
But I like this European feature of having no borders, which is so nice, crossing borders, for example, in Hungary with Slovakia, for example. It's not a border that I cross by foot, but I cross by train. But I have to recommend you to the listeners that, for example, if you do hiking, it's a nice experience crossing borders by foot. Why? Because, for example, you start here in Hungary. And then you finish in Slovakia. When you arrive, you are in another culture, in another gastronomy, with another people, with another lifestyle, and it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course. And even you can continue the journey. I met Russian girls on a festival in Pech, and they crossed from Hungary, then to Croatia, then to Greece, and like this. And they were crossing by foot or by other transport, and it was so cool. I really was inspired by their trip. It's like just endless journey, really.
Sure, sure. And I get inspired crossing borders by foot. I like the experiences because it's like you are crossing the real border and you feel the fading between the different countries.
But did you prepare somehow how it was? Like, did you check maybe you needed to take some transport to the border and then to cross by foot? So how it was?
I checked. I checked before that we were visiting the lake, Doira, and I checked that there was a border. That's all. I carry my documentation and there is no problem. You have only to show your passport and was easy.
And how far did you go in Greece? So you crossed the border?
Not really far, just in the environment of the lake, because I was there visiting and I wanted to know, is there a difference, for example, in the side of North Macedonia and in the side of Greece? So it will be kind of the same feelings and vibes. And it's almost the same because in the side of Macedonia, you feel like you are more in Macedonia with some things in Greek and some Greek things. And in the side of Greece, you feel that it's more Greece, like for the signs and things. But still, it's kind of a Macedonian influence also because, you know, the people is normally going and outside. Because also closer, it's the city Thessaloniki, or in English, Salonika, which is a really touristic point, touristy city, really beautiful.
So it's next to the border to Mexico?
It's not next to. It's like a 1 hour, 1 hour and a half.
By foot or
no,
by
no,
car?
No, by car, by car.
Okay.
This is not far.
Yeah.
So
okay,
it means that it's almost Mediterranean influence also, and you feel that that connection.
But did you see in the map? Maybe there was little city next to the border. Or village maybe.
Yes, there is a village next to the border, but really small ones, not really big. And was almost the same vibes in that zone. But I like it.
And did you meet Greek people there or not really?
No. It was not really a deep visit. It was only more exploring and cross and go back.
It reminds me of the Slovenia and Italy when we crossed so different countries and like different languages, and we went to like beach party and it was by foot. Yeah, it was like half an hour and it's like Italianos, like
now we have to say in this show that you will not have a real border more in Croatia since this March, because it's right now part of the Schengen zone, approved like 1 month or 1 month and a half before. We have to still to wait for Romania, and we have still to wait for the others. And I feel so sad, for example, for Romania, because I think that Romania, it's there and it's almost part of the European Union, but still, I don't know why. Let's wait.
So it means that, for example, Romanian people, they can go to Europe like without anything. I mean, just
no. Right now, it's a border, but it's not a really difficult border to cross. For example, even for EU citizens, you with the ID, you could cross. It's not necessary the passport.
Yeah.
And it's not a country that it's, for example, Spain. The administration that manages these things recommend, for example, for some countries, even if you could visit only with the ID, extra. Please carry your passport because it's safer. But for example, for Romania, it's like you could cross only with your ID. You will not have problems. And even I cross the border with Romania with ID, and you don't have problems. It's really fast and it's really convenient. And the cities are really nice. I felt so safe in Romania. It's like to break here the stereotypes, you know, this kind of stereotype that maybe general things, general stupid things have about Romania. I could say that the Romania is a really nice country to visit, to live, if you really have to do things there, business, studies or something like that. But it's a really nice country to visit because the gastronomy, it's amazing.
What did you like the most?
It was a meat, like in bars, with a sauce. I don't remember the name. Oh, my God.
But it was Romanian, it not was Hungarian. Romanian. Because sometimes their cuisines, they have langoush also in Romania and also...
Yes. And that dish was more Romania. Mm-hmm. And it was really nice because it was a little bit spicy. Some slices of meat with that sauce and sour cream. So the gastronomy is nice, but the people is also really nice, really kind. They try to help you to do whatever. And I was really surprised in a good way. So I recommend you. And if I have time, I have to go again to visit Romania in a deeper way. Mm-hmm. Because it's amazing. It's an amazing country. It's a really beautiful diamond.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think also I had some stereotypes that it can be dangerous, but I went and it's not true at all. They have very beautiful natures, mm-hmm. like mountains, the castles, architecture, etc. And also language is very interesting and people also are nice. So I mean that there's a lot of stereotypes about the countries, but when you're going there, it's just opposite. Bucharest, yes. It's like amazing city. I haven't been, but I met people from Bucharest. And they showed me photos and just the real capital.
Cluj-Napoca is really nice. Mm-hmm. It's a really nice city, like for example in Granada, a student city, or for example Poznan in Poland, or Salamanca in Spain also. It's a really nice city with really city life, with cultural things, programs, places to visit, activities. The whole city is really nice. Also, the outdoors of the city, the mountains, as you said, Transylvania. We visit Satu Mare, that it's not really a big city, but it's okay for a day trip. You cross the border there by foot also, right?
Yes, and it will be another show. But I crossed the border to Romania, so the next time I will tell about it. It's a very long story, with a lot of adventures, because we also got lost there. But yeah, it will be another show, of course, in the borders.
Yes, for me, this crossing the borders by foot was really chill, because, as I said, always before traveling, please check. Because also, sometimes, for cross the border by foot, you need some transportation. And for example, in Macedonia, the buses are not running in Sunday. Mm-hmm. So maybe you could get stuck, not for one day, 2-3 days, because maybe you lose your next connection. Mm-hmm. And the next connection is maybe in 2 days. I don't know, because maybe it's an international bus or something like that. Pay attention to this. Not trust 100% to Google.
No.
Call to the company. Ask to a local, I don't know of what way, maybe you have some blog, or you could look for some travelers on Instagram, or people that is living there, just ask. Mm-hmm. Is the transportation okay? Do you know the website, or could you facilitate me? Ask. Don't be afraid to ask to the people, even on the internet. Just ask, because it's really nice, because in other case, you could get stuck, and you could have not a bad experience, because for me, it's like a... It's not live a bad experience because you get stuck, because you lose the bus, because you could get another bus in 2 days or something like that. But maybe if you have a flight, because maybe you have to depart from other city, maybe it's a bad experience. So before to visit another country, and for sure crossing borders, you have to make a little research, at least what is happening in the two sides. And of course, what is allowed in one side, maybe it's forbidden in the other side.
Of course.
So pay attention to the behavior, to your behavior, to the things that you do. Maybe smoking.
Yeah, even there, if you have some things that can be checked, and for you it's okay, or in some countries it's okay, in this country it can be forbidden.
Exactly.
And you can have problems. Also check, rules of your nationality and passport, because the rules can be so different and you need to check. Of course, I think for Europeans it's almost the same, but if you're from other countries, of not you, you need to check if your need the visa to cross.
Exactly.
Because, for example, me, I was confused. I had the residence of Hungary, but I have Russian passport. And as a Russian, I need visa to Romania and also to Bulgaria. And they have another kind of visa, not European visa.
Type C.
Yeah, yes, yes. So if I'm going to Romania, it doesn't mean that then I can go to Spain, you know? It's like different kinds. And I was, I remember we were planning the trip to Romania in April with my friends from Budapest.
It's like, for be clear,
yeah,
you could be whatever you want in the Schengen zone, mm-hmm, once you stay in the Schengen zone. But it doesn't mean that you have the rights of the European citizen that is crossing the border, for example, to Romania or to Bulgaria or to North Macedonia without visa free like me.
Yes,
you need
an
extra visa that is normally type C.
You are going to the embassy, etc. And in April, I didn't go because I was confused if I can cross the border. And I have one example. There was, the guy from Turkey, but he was studying in Budapest.
Exactly.
And he went to Serbia to conference.
Mm-hmm.
And his residence permit was a little bit out. I don't remember the details, but the fact is that he couldn't go back to the studies because he left the Schengen zone because he went to Serbia and Serbia is not in
EU.
And this is why he left the European Union space. And after that, he couldn't return. And I don't know what happened then, but I mean, be careful and check the country if they are in EU. If they're in Schengen or non-Schengen zone, there are a lot of rules. For example, Scandinavian countries, they're in Schengen zone, but they're not in EU. And sometimes we are getting confused who are in EU, who is in Schengen zone.
Exactly.
And you need to check it carefully in order not to have some problems and to return to the place to
yes,
your home.
Yes, because in any case, if the police or the security borders corps, it's not clear where you have to go back,
mm-hmm,
maybe they put you in your original country.
Yes, and it can be the problem. So you need also sometimes to say the reason why you cross. I remember
because maybe some visas, it's for some people, it's from only once enter and one outside.
Mm-hmm.
So it means that when you return to your country, you have to get a new visa to come back to your studies, to your business,
right,
or something like
because
that.
Because there is like one-time visa, multi-visa that you can go for some time, for
visa
example.
Free, yeah.
Yeah, you need to check your rules of the country because sometimes, I'm talking about non-EU, you have the visa, for example, for 2 years. I had Spanish visa for 2 or 3 years. But, for example, I could be in European Union not more than 3 months in the half a year.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I needed, when I went to Spain for a long time, I needed to leave the Spain because it was too long and I needed to leave it. And talking about this trip, did you have maybe some problems with the transport in this trip in Macedonia, or maybe you also
in the crossing the borders by foot? I didn't have problems.
Okay, but in Macedonia,
not really big problems, because also I listened to your podcast previously and I noticed that, for example, in Serbia the buses are not running also on Sundays like in other countries in Balkans and another countries that reduce the schedule. For example, here also it's reduced on Sundays, but there is like it's not running at all. Even the local buses in Skopje, for example, the locals told me that you could wait for the buses a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's not maybe from 15 minutes to 30 minutes.
It's like bus surprise. You need to wait.
Exactly.
One moment it will appear.
Don't try to complain. It's mm-hmm. just cultural things. They rest on Sundays and you have to respect this. This is like a don't complain downtime.
Mm-hmm.
Be informed in advance.
Yes. And just you need to check it before in order that I had said about the problems on Sundays. Because for me it was crazy because of my cultural effect. Because in Moscow we have transport without any changes on Sundays. It's even more, I think, because on weekends everybody's in the city, etc. Nobody's sitting at home at these days. And for me, it was so crazy. It's Europe and there's like other peculiarities and traditions. Also, I know in Spain, for example, for me, it was so surprising that a lot of shops, they are closed, even like supermarkets. And
everything
was like,
is closed, for example.
How it can be.
Yes,
so,
you understand that the buses are not running, but also the shops are not running. So it's like you understand that it's a day for rest.
Yes.
For the it's a cultural thing,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, for example, you say, for example, in Moscow, the people prefer to go out, and for that reason they increase the buses. So it's a cultural thing.
Yeah, of course.
So of course, if you go, it's an okay because you will have more buses or more things. But you have to understand when you visit another country that could happen the opposite. And you, okay, you could complain, but if, even if you complain, don't solve the situation.
Yeah, of course. Just be aware and try your best to how you said in the beginning of the show. Just be prepared in order not to have the problems. If you will have, you need to solve it, but not. It's better not to waste time on solving it. So, Victor, can you describe in several words your experience of your first experience, but I hope that you, and I'm sure that you will have more experience of crossing the borders.
Of course, I could resume like a chilly, nice and interesting experience in my life.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to cross.
Yes.
Do you have borders. Any ideas where it can
well,
be?
Well, one big one, it could be in Asian countries, mm-hmm. like in Cambodia, Laos. These countries are amazing because have a really big nature, a lot of beautiful places in the middle of nowhere. I would like to cross the border if it's possible by foot. It will be hard, but it could be nice because I like hiking, so why not have a really big adventure? But another mini adventures. Okay, let's go to my region, Andalusia, and why not cross the border by foot in Gibraltar? That is also a really interesting border because you are in the middle of Andalusia. Ole, ole. And then you could cross the border and you feel like in a mini London.
It's like
a mini London.
Yes.
This kind of ambience of buses, telephone cabs. Yes.
You have been there already.
Yeah. A lot of times.
I can't, unfortunately, so I will not join in your trips. Yeah. I need a special visa to Gibraltar.
Well, no worries.
Well, maybe in the future.
Yes, for sure. So I think that
our time is
running, but before to say bye-bye, please, that people that is taking part in Erasmus, it doesn't matter university or exchanges or trainings, be aware before to travel, check, please, in this way you will enjoy your experience in the world.
And if you will have some mistakes, just I'm an expert of mistakes in trips, just learn it and enjoy your trips and cross borders by foot.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.